From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Chinese officials are not backing off plans to visit Washington in September for face-to-face trade meetings as talks remain on track for now, despite the recent tariff threats. According to AgWeb.com, the U.S. delayed the imposition of new tariffs after negotiators told President Trump talks last week were very productive and Beijing wants to do something dramatic to end the impasse. However, he also doesn't believe Chinese negotiators are very optimistic of any imminent progress. After fire struck the Tyson Foods beef packing plant in Holcomb, Kansas, the cattle market quickly responded with limit losses, locking down both the live and fed cattle complexes. Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel tells AgriMarketing.com it will likely take some time for the market to sort out the ramifications. Peel says while other packers may try to take advantage of the situation, there really isn't much flexibility in their production schedules to do so. California's 2019 avocado crop is winding down, but that state played an important role during a season where volume was low and prices were high. Patrick Cortez of Oxnard-based Mission Produce tells thepacker.com, when we saw Mexico was declining in crop size, California really came to the table and was harvesting substantially more week over week than what was anticipated. The California Avocado Commission estimates this year's California crop will finish in the 190 to 200 million pound range. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.